Amen. Let's just pray. Talk to God this morning and ask Him to teach you something new. Something new. Talk to God this morning. Ask Him. Say, Father, I want to learn from You. I want to learn at Your feet. The Bible says that Mary has chosen that which is needful, that which is important, and it will not be taken away from her. And what was it? What is important? To learn, to understand. Ask God. Say, today, I don't just want to hear, but I want to understand. Because it's what you understand that is useful. I don't want to be too familiar with Your word. I want it to come to me in new light. Please have that desire this morning and talk to God about it. Almighty God, we thank You because we are in Your presence. We are in Your presence. We are seated right in Your presence. And we open our hearts to You. We open our hearts. We are willing. Teach us. Holy Spirit, You are here. Move in our midst. Breathe upon us. Breathe upon us. Teach us. Bring understanding. Bible says the entrance of Your word, it brings light. Let light dominate this atmosphere this morning. Let understanding saturate this atmosphere this morning. Let the truth of God come forth with anointing, power to set us free from everything that holds us back, so that we can become everything that God wants us to be. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Holy Spirit, I yield to You. Speak Your word through me. Not my words, Your word. It doesn't matter what I plan to say. Just release those words of life through me this morning. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on. You can do better than that. I'm not talking about David Cameron. You know, I'm not talking about Barack Obama here. I'm not saying praise Obama. You know, I'm talking about the one, you know, we sang a song last week. He said, "You are the only one whose name and praise will never end." It will never end. Obama will stop being president one day. Michael Jackson is dead. Whitney Houston is dead. But his name and praise will never end. Think about that. Never. It will continue forever for all eternity. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The Lord is good. And all the time, the Lord is good. That's exciting. Hallelujah. Let's go to 1 Corinthians 13. Verse 7. I wanted us to read everything, but because of time, I will just start picking it one by one. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 7. Yeah, we would like to read. Do we have another mic? Is that? Yes. Oh, okay. Hello, hello. Testing, 1, 2, 3. Okay. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 7. I'll take it from three different versions. So give me one. And tell us the version.
New Living Translation.
Okay.
Love never gives up.
Love never gives up. Go on.
Love never loses faith. It's always hopeful and endures through every circumstance.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Someone give me that from King James Version or New King James. King James Version.
King James Version.
Yeah. 13:7.
13:7, 1 Corinthians. It said, berate all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things.
Amen. You skipped one. Verse 7, yeah?
Start, yes. Say yes.
So, I'm looking for love.
1
never.
Corinthians
yes, read
13,
it again.
7.
Yes.
It says, berate all things, believeth all things, yep, hopeth all things, endureth all things.
Okay. Let me just check that in New King James and see. Yeah. Oh, I see. So, okay, New Living. Interesting. New Living has moved part of verse 7 to verse 8. Please read the very first Sentence in verse 8. Yes, very, very first sentence in verse 8.
Okay. Verse 8 says, charity never faileth.
Charity never faileth. Okay, thank you. Thank you. That was what I was looking for. New King James, verse 8, the very first sentence.
Love is what? Never fails.
Love never fails. Which I'm just trying to emphasize the topic, love never fails. And from New Living, it interprets it in one dimension. Because actually, I feel that when you read something in King James, it's loaded with many different directions. And what these other versions do is to pick one and interpret it better. It says, love never fails. And one interpretation of that is, love never gives up. Another version we say, love never ends. Yeah? It's a memory. What version do you have? King James. Anybody with any other version? It's a cheapo. I remember your favorite version. Yes? Who has? Rotobi? Give us another version. One of those, your special. Okay. Any other person with another version? Yes? So what does it say? It's different, yes? Yes.
It says, love never gives up, never loses faith. It's always hopeful and endures through every circumstance.
Amen. That's New Living. Any other version? Any other version? Amplified.
Love bears up under anything and everything that comes.
Love bears up under anything and everything that comes. Yes?
Is ever ready to believe the best of every person.
Is ever ready to believe the best of every person.
Its hopes are faithless under all circumstances.
Its hopes are faithless under any circumstances.
And it endures everything without weakening.
And it endures everything without weakening. And verse 8.
Love never fails.
Love never fails. It interprets it.
Never fades out or becomes obsolete or comes to an end.
It never fades out. It never becomes obsolete. It never comes to an end. Now, as we were reading all those definitions of love, yeah, I'm thinking and said, which human being or which personality in all of history could fit that definition? You can't find one. Only God. God never fails. He never gives up. He never fades out. He never becomes obsolete. Some people think at some point, don't talk to me about Christianity. It's obsolete. It never. Every time they thought it was obsolete, it bounces back in a new dimension. Hallelujah. Say, God says, consider not the former things. Don't consider the things of old because what I'm doing a new thing. Hallelujah. So you see that is why the Bible says that God is love. Because it bears up under any circumstance. Yeah? Imagine how long you were far away from God and God bore with you until he found you. You thought you found him, isn't it? Well, no, you didn't find God. God found you. Hallelujah. From your mother's womb, he's been looking at you, watching over you. Then he found you. Hallelujah. He never fails. And he never gives up. God is love. Hallelujah. And so immediately you understand that this love we are talking about is not human love. Human love fades. It gives up. It gets angry. It can human love can change to hatred overnight. Yeah? Do you get it? But not God's love. Hallelujah. And so the first thing we understand as we read this is that you cannot walk in the God kind of love without God in your life. You understand? It's his presence in your life that enables you to walk in love. And of course, like any other thing we do, yeah? You can't walk with God without what? Hebrews 11:6. Let's go to Hebrews 11:6. You will soon come to find out as you attend this church regularly that I have some favorite scriptures. But there are many. Hebrews 11:6. I want to show you the vital element of walking with God. Without this one, forget it. It's not impossible. In fact, that impossible, I'm quoting that verse. Hebrews 11:6. Who would like to read? Someone who has not spoken today. Geraldine, Sister Geraldine. There you go. I know you're not this shy. I know. At home.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
But without faith, it is impossible.
Impossible. That's what I wanted to get there. Without faith, it's impossible. Yeah? If you're trying to measure God by facts and what you see, do you understand? Okay, God, if you can just show yourself to me now, I will believe. You can't please God. You understand? You must trust. You must believe. Without that, you can't walk with God. Faith is your essential commodity as a Christian. You can't do without faith. That the Bible says that the just shall live by faith. You can't. The moment, but in fact, there's a scripture the Bible says, whatever is not of faith is sin. Because you, without faith, you can't please God. And if you displease God, it's sin. Are you with me? So I wanted to set in your heart that for you as a Christian, your life is a life of faith. You have to live by faith. Please finish what you are reading.
For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and he that is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him.
Amen. See that? Without faith, it's impossible to please God, because anyone coming to God, or we can put it this way, anyone who wants to walk with God must believe that God is. Not God was. God is. That is not just present. It's present continuous. If you live your life with a consciousness that God is, you know, everything you do, if you can see God, do you understand? Everything you do, if you can see God, it changes the way you live your life. And that's how to live by faith. Yeah? Bible says we walk by faith and not by sight. Many times you are seeing men and you are seeing the situations. And I've kept telling you that these situations always change. You are not reliable. But Malachi 3:6 says, he said, I am the Lord. I change not. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In fact, he now told them, he said, it's because I change not, that's why you are not destroyed. So let's link it back to Lamentations, which says, if not for the lost mercies, we all, including Pastor Ben, will have been consumed. You understand? It is faithfulness. It is the fact that it does not change. It's the fact that God is. That's why you can smile. Do you understand? That's why you can think. People don't realize this, that if God, I kept saying, withdraws his goodness. Let's assume that God decided to withdraw his goodness from Basingstoke today. Immediately, it becomes a literal hell. Because it's the goodness of God that sustains us. Are you with me? Even the rebellious is the goodness of God that sustains us. You understand? The fact that you can do what you can do. The fact that you can, you know, it's all based on his goodness. Hallelujah. And we need to live by faith. Means that, let me simplify it, we must live with a consciousness that God is. And also live with a consciousness that he is a rewarder. Are you listening? I know that it sounds very spiritual when people come out and say, it's not because of anything I did. Yeah? That is just mercy. Are you listening to me? It's the mercy of God. And that's the lowest level, yeah, of grace. Mercy. It's the entry point. He said, let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy. Of course, without mercy, we all be gone. But God has greater plans than mercy. Are you listening to me? God is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So don't keep living on the level of, it's not because of anything I did. There are things you will do that God will reward you for. He's not, you know, someone said, God is not a moody, temperamental tyrant. Yeah? You understand? Just trying to do anything likes, he will bless anybody likes, he, you know, destroy. No, God is a principled God. He is faithful to his word. And he's a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. So there's a place that says, seek and you'll find. But another place said, seek. And if you seek me with all your heart. Now, if you miss that, you will just think, I saw it and I didn't find it. There are things you will find on the surface. But the greater treasures need to be dug. Are you listening to me? I always say, so I said, God did not promise you. God told you that the Bible is his word. And you can know him through his word. But God did not promise you that everything in the Bible will be easy to find. Some things you read, you understand quickly. The ones you don't, it means you should study it more. Are you listening to me? The treasures are always hidden. Yeah? Are you understanding me? But the one you need for basic survival, you will understand.
But the treasures, you need to spend more time to study and say, Holy Spirit, I want to understand this. Then he will show you because you are seeking with all your heart. Are you with me? Now, I've deviated. Let me come back. I was trying to explain to you that because God is love and God's love is not human nature, you can't walk in that love without faith. You need faith to love. It's something you do like faith, because if you're trying to walk in love without faith, immediately when you see all the facts, you will pull out and say, sorry, I've had enough. No. I mean, you don't know who I am. I'm sorry. I've just been patient with you all this while because I'm trying to walk in God's love. But if I show you my true color, you will understand. You know? Do you get it? You can't walk in God's love without faith. It's something you do by faith, not by sight. In fact, when you start walking in love, it must not be palatable to your flesh. That is the proof. Hallelujah. You need faith to walk in love. Hallelujah. Are you with me? You need faith to walk in love. And, you know, the proof is that you won't walk by sight. You will walk by a decision. You have made a decision to love. And the immediately you make that decision, the facts will start fighting you. Yeah? The fact is devil's domain. Devil doesn't understand faith, but he understands facts. And he can change them to manipulate you. And the only way you overcome him is to walk by faith and not by sight. Are you listening to me? Nobody is unlovable. Because if Bible says God so loved the world, think about the worst person you can ever think about. You know, there's some people you pray, Father, please, I don't just want to come in contact with this type of people. Please, just preserve my pathway in life. You know, some people you see them and you say, you know, once you see them, they don't need to hold a bulldog. They themselves, they look like a bulldog. You will just, you know, chain corner. Are you with me? But God loves them. He loves them. Are you with me? He loves them. Hallelujah. Amen. Are you with me? He loves them because God is love. And you know the good thing about it is this. If you have received Jesus Christ into your life as your Lord and Savior, you also have love inside of you. Oh, you may not know it, but I'm telling you now. And I'll show you that. Open your Bible to Romans chapter 5. The good news I want to show you is that you have that same love inside you. It doesn't matter if you are the most nasty person around. If you've accepted Jesus into your life, something happened. You know, today we sang, Oh Happy Day. Yeah? When Jesus came in, you know, forever I am changed. I'll never be the same. Why? Why do we sing like that? Romans 5:5, someone read. If you want to read, let me know. Romans chapter 5, verse 5. Let's take someone who has not read today. Just encouraging people to read. Wayne, you want to try? Romans chapter 5, verse 5. Yeah.
Romans chapter 5, verse 5. And this hope will never disappoint us because God has poured out his love to fill our hearts.
Amen. Is that all? Yes? Yeah. Okay. What version is that? Do you know? Yes, youth Bible. Thank you. I like many versions. You know? Well, God bless you because I think this is the first time. No, has Tommy read the youth Bible in this church before? Well, if he hasn't, then it's the first time. So, well done. Yeah. Yes, let's have another version. Romans chapter 5, verse 5.
And this hope will never disappoint us. We know this because God has poured out his love to fill our hearts through the Holy Spirit he gave us.
Amen. Are you seeing that? So you see, from the moment you accepted Jesus into your heart as your Lord and Savior, love came in. It's not human love, it's God himself. It came to dwell inside you. That's how we know. God has poured out his love into your heart. Say to yourself, say, I have love inside me. Hallelujah. Now let's reverse it. Say, it is impossible for me to hate anybody. I may not like what they do, but I cannot hate them. because I have love inside me. Do you understand? It doesn't matter what ethnic group you are from. It doesn't matter what race you are from. It doesn't matter the history. I cannot hate you because I have love inside me. I may not like what you do, but I will not hate you. Hallelujah. I love you. Even if you don't like me. Hello, are you listening to me? Turn to your neighbor and tell them. Yeah, Geraldine, turn to your sister. Say, I love you. Even if you don't like me, I love you. Hallelujah! Glory to God. I will come back to the topic. But there's something that God showed me this morning. And there are many ways God can speak. This morning as we came in, I got my son. I always get him to read the Bible reading of the day before the service. And then he has to come and explain to me what he has read and what he understands. Let's go to 1 Corinthians 13:13. I'll show you something there that God spoke to me. As he spoke back to me, the Holy Spirit spoke to me from what he was saying. 1 Corinthians 13, verse 13. I want to show you something. And I will also connect this to what I was saying yesterday at the child naming and blessing. Someone help me to read 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 13. Someone who has not read today. I'm still waiting for Sister Chipo. Don't tell me the house move has weakened your capabilities. You were one of my most versatile readers before. 1 Corinthians 13:13.
And now this.
Yeah, okay. Let's. I'm still coming back to you. Yes, okay. There you go.
And now abided faith, hope, and charity. These three. But the greatest of all is charity.
Amen. Now that's read from King James. Now abided these three, faith, hope, and charity. But the greatest is charity. Let's take it from another version, two other versions, Sister Chipo.
And now these three remain, faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love.
Amen. And now these three remain, faith, hope, and love, but the greatest of these is love. Any other version? I'm looking for a word.
Yes.
Any other version we have there? 1 Corinthians 13:13.
Three things will last forever.
Three things! Are you listening to me? Please open your ears. Hallelujah. Amen. And listen to this. This is the word of God. Three things will last forever.
Faith, hope, love.
Wait. You're rushing. The Holy Spirit wants to speak something. Three things will last forever. Three things will last forever. Every other thing will fade. This is what I was saying yesterday at the child naming. Psalm 127 says, unless the Lord builds the house, the builders are laboring in vain. And what the Lord showed me there is that, you see, when you read that, you may think of a physical house. You are trying to build your future. Everybody is trying to build their future. You know, you work hard because you are trying to build a future for yourself on earth. But the real house is the one you are building for eternity. Do you understand? And what the Bible is saying there is that, if what you are building on earth does not involve the Lord, is a waste of time. It's just going to be wasted. All your education will waste if it's not contributing to the kingdom. All your assets are useless if they are not contributing to the kingdom. That's what it means. Say, unless the Lord builds, whatever you build is in vain. Are you listening? Every other thing will fade away. Every other thing. Think about anything you can find on earth, including people. Every other thing will fade away. But three things will last forever. Now, when the Bible says three things, I want to open my ears and hear them. Are you listening to me? Three things. Only three things will last forever. What are they? Faith. See how important faith is. Faith will last forever. Can someone tell me why faith will last forever? I've explained the answer in this sermon. Why is it that the Bible says that faith will last forever? I've explained the answer at the beginning of the sermon. Yeah? Why does the Bible say faith will last forever? Who would like to go?
Because the God.
Please repeat that again.
Because without faith, it's impossible to please God.
Amen. Are you understanding? Without faith, you can't please God. So you see, if you're not living by faith, yeah, all those things you're doing that outside of faith, they will not last. I'm telling you the gospel truth. They will not. Because they will not please God. Are you understanding? Two people were told to bring an offering. Cain and Abel. I don't know what Cain gave. But he gave something. Yeah? But it was rejected. Because it was not of faith. We understand that from Hebrews 11. It said, by faith, Abel offered to God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain. Are you with me? Live by faith. And faith means trust, dependence, and confidence in God. Let me explain faith in a simple sense until, you know, as you go today. You must live your life with the consciousness that God is. That God is there. That God is. You understand? See God. Everything you do, every step you take, you must see God. That was the difference between the 10 spies and the 2 spies. All of them went to the land of Canaan. All of them saw giants in the land of Canaan. Are you with me? All the 12 spies saw the giants in the land of Canaan. But they also saw the milk and they saw the fruit and everything, but they saw the giants. And I tell you something, when you see giants, somebody like 5 times your height, you know, or size, you know, you have every right to be afraid. But the 10 stopped at what they saw. Sight. Are you listening to me? But those 2, they saw those things and they were facts. Are you listening? They were facts. The 10 spies were not lying. They saw it. Just like your situation, whatever your situation is. It's a reality, but it's not a reality. Your facts are a reality, but they are not the reality. Are you listening? But they are a reality. You see them. But the reality, not the many realities, but the real reality is God. And if through your situation you see God, are you listening to me? You will overcome. It is impossible for you not to. It is impossible because it is impossible for God to fail. Are you listening to me? Love cannot fail. God cannot fail. Hallelujah. He has never failed. Not once. Hallelujah. Every time the devil moved the strategy, God has already planned the solution before he thought of the strategy. Hallelujah. Yeah. Glory to God. Yeah. He cannot fail. And that's why we live by faith. Hallelujah. And that's why faith will last forever. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let me say this. There is no problem you are facing today that does not have a solution. Are you listening to me? And like my friend Mr. O will say, if your solution is not in God, then you have all men the most miserable. Are you listening to me? Let's say that again. If the solution to your problem is not in God, you are the most miserable person. What we're trying to say is that the only solution that lasts is the one that is in God. Hallelujah. The devil can offer you solutions. But remember that the devil's ideas are borrowed ideas. He doesn't have any original idea. The only original idea he had was to overthrow God. Are you listening? Every other one is a borrowed idea. Are you listening to me? Yeah. When God has used a wisdom long time, the devil will try to repeat it. God sent Christ. The devil will send Antichrist. Are you understanding me? No new idea. Your solution is in God. And every problem has a solution. Hallelujah. And when you walk by faith, you will overcome. I say you must overcome. In the name of Jesus. That which stands against your life today. That giant that is in your land of Canaan. I say in the name of Jesus. You will chase them out. And they will listen to the word of the Lord. In the name of Jesus. You see that Canaan? Yeah? Canaan was not your idea. You thought it was your idea? No, no, no. It was not your idea. Canaan was God's idea. That's the word they forgot. It wasn't them trying to get to Canaan. It was God that called them and said, I found a place. I'm taking you there.